Never was there a more important time for the youth of the world. Youth populations are exploding in the most vulnerable nations. The need is for youth to create employment and not wait for governments. Youth provide the hope to develop a principle-centered, non-tribal leadership for nations and global issues. Youth like Sweden's Greta Thunberg with climate action and Holland's Boran Slat with environmental action and tens of thousands of other youth like them are leading the way in creating sustainable solutions for the generations ahead. In this series of 9 short talks, I take inspiration from the late Abraham Joshua Heschel, who was asked just 10 days before he died, "What would you say to the youth of the world?" And he said this: "Remember that there is meaning beyond absurdity. Know that every deed counts, that every word has power. And above all, remember that you must build your life as if it were a work of art." I've taken his crucial words and created a manifesto for the world's youth, to be taken seriously by both young and old in this time of global crisis and unprecedented opportunity. Here in this final part, I take his wisdom: build your life as if it were a work of art. Imagine the scene. It's your first day at school. You are about to start the 12-year-long journey of education. Everything is exciting and unknown and scary all at the same time. Your mum and dad leave you with your first teacher, who helps you find a peg for your coat and then shows you to your table. And when everyone is settled, the teacher says, in words that make sense to you, "Children, today is your first day at school. Do you remember at preschool you did paintings and drawings and made things with glue?" The children nod. "Well, that's called art. The purpose of school is that today and every day until you're 18 years old, everything that you do in this school will show you how to build your whole life just like a work of art." I'm sure that no one ever spoke to any of us like that. The message that we received was the next 12 years would be about attainment, exams, and making the grade. There was nothing creative about it. Art was simply something you did for an hour a week. No one said that your life is full of amazing potential and every day is going to be an art lesson in life. Rather, every day the system encouraged a passive, accepting view of life. This is the way the system works, and this is what you do to succeed in it. Build your life as if it were a work of art. Heschel was a true prophet of our time because he cut through the hopelessness and absurdity of the system to take us to the heart of the yearning and potential of every young person. When we're young, we long to lift ourselves out onto the stage of life and make something good, admirable, unforgettable, worthwhile and inspiring. Anita Roddick from The Body Shop summed it up well when she said, "Lead your life and make it extraordinary." If leading our lives is, and I quote, "the ability to create a story that affects the thoughts, feelings and actions of others," then leading our lives is an art. As one writer says, great art elicits powerful sentiments and tells meaningful stories. Until a few years ago, I lived very close to the factory that makes the iconic mini car. The factory spreads over an area the size of 10 football pitches at least, and what you see inside looks like a scene from a sci-fi movie. It's a state-of-the-art manufacturing process, with countless robots assembling all the ingredients: chassis, car body, engine, doors, wheels, trims, colours, electronics. The result is that every few seconds, a new Mini is literally driven off the assembly line for transportation to somewhere in the world. There are multiple variations of colours and features, but essentially, they are all unmistakably the same car, a Mini. In fact, our education system was modelled on this exact industrialised process of churning out mass numbers of the same product. The teacher teaches you what to think much more than how to think. Mass production doesn't create the uniqueness and individuality that our world needs. Art does. Building our life as a work of art is a direct challenge to the system a young person is reared in. The system isn't designed to see you as you, but as another set of exam results to be published. But no youth is a cookie-cutter, cut-out person, a production line success or reject, a prescription delivered to order. Picasso sums up the battle ahead for the child when he says, "Every child is an artist. The problem is how to remain one once they grow up." Heschel is challenging the system as much as he is liberating young people from it. He is calling out to them to hear a different possibility from the one they were immersed in. The powerful work of Paulo Freire uncomfortably reveals the inherent oppression of the education system, built on the power imbalance of the teacher, "I know," and the pupil, "You don't know." Liberation of youth potential comes with the arrival of equality and conversation between teacher and pupil, a creative dialogue. The dictionary defines art as the conscious use of skill and creative imagination. A youth is the creator, the author of their own life story. The pen, the authorship, is in their hands, not someone else's. Other voices always think they know better. I listened to someone talk about my friend's art recently. Originally, they'd loved his work, but since he started trying new things, she was full of indignation. "Why doesn't he stick to what he did before? Why is he trying out all this new stuff? He should go back to the old way. He should just be producing what people like." She wanted to force him into her own viewpoint of what good looks like. But our lives are not someone else's picture. Others may take a view, but not the pen. If you ask my son when he lost his interest in art, he would tell you it was the day his art teacher told him he was no good at it. There are many such voices that youth have to contend with from a young age. "You can't do this. You should do that. This is what success looks like. You're no good at this. That route won't get you anywhere." These are the voices that encourage young people towards fatalism, frustration and hopelessness, and even radicalization. The feeling that life is absurd. Heschel is giving youth back their pen. Like a chained up dog that's suddenly been liberated finds it hard to make use of its freedom to roam, so youth need great encouragement to create their own lives. What does it mean to create your life as if it were a work of art? Firstly, it means dream it. Imagine the work you want to create. Everything is created twice. The first creation is in our heads, and the second creation is in reality. My mobile phone was first created in someone's head, and then it was physically created in a factory. The same is true for everything. Young people can be taught to dream or recover their dreams. I have not yet met a young person in the poorest countries I've worked in who didn't have a dream for their life. Your dream is the unique voice of your DNA calling out to you. Some people call it your daemon, your deep true self, your essence. The dreams, the vision, the imaginations within a young person echoes artist Francis Bacon's words when he says, "The job of an artist is always to deepen the mystery." This is the opposite of a one-size-fits-all life. If we don't teach young people to listen to their dreams, to engage with the mystery of who they could become in the world, to play with those dreams, to explore with them in their mind, shape them and reshape them, then we do not serve them well. Once we have dreams, the next stage of the creative life is to play with those dreams in real life, to begin to test them out. Youth are gifted in experimenting, and yet we often castigate them for their failures, rather than focus on how they learn, for their mess, rather than their originality, for their lack of focus and follow through. rather than their searching. In one of my grandchildren's Peppa Pig books, the highlight of the story comes at the end when the children jump up and down in muddy puddles. Youth need freedom to jump up and down in life's muddy puddles. Have you ever seen a tidy artist studio? The compass point for creativity is less about destination and more about a journey. Scottish painter Paul Gardner once said, "A painting is never finished. It simply stops in interesting places." Destinations fill our world, the destination of exams, of success, of reward. But the journey of creativity is governed by whether my life is creating beauty, liberating personal energy and engagement, and giving us joy. Paraphrasing author Paulo Coelho's words, "When you've lost your joy, you've lost your way." If I had known this artist's secret at 16 years old, I'd have chosen different subjects to study at school. Maybe I'd even left school earlier and taken a different route. Creativity comes out of discovering the art of seeing. We don't really see the world or each other most of the time. We glance, we make quick assumptions, we look to confirm our biases. We often tell young people what we think they should be seeing, rather than validate what it is that they're observing for themselves. Any artist will tell you that the first thing in creating art is to stop and look. Really stop and really look in order to see what's actually there. Artists will also tell you that seeing is a skill that can be honed. A few years ago, my wife and I did an afternoon in a school with 11 to 13-year-old children on the issue of life leadership. As part of the session, we asked them this question: what do you see in the world that makes you say to yourself, this is not okay, something needs to change here? From the 120 children we had, we got 120 responses. Climate change, trafficking, inequality between the rich and the poor, gender inequality. We were amazed to witness a room full of young people who could all see and were troubled about the great issues in their world. They were ignited in their eagerness to explore what they could see and debate how to respond to it. The danger is that the system doesn't help them honour and sharpen their sight, but rather dismiss and blunt it. Once an artist has seen, they respond, they act. They start putting something solid into the world. Helping young people develop what is called the middle voice is crucial. The middle voice is a grammatical term that translates into the whole of life. It explains how we respond to what we see in the world. The passive voice means that we see or don't see and do nothing. The active voice often means that we still don't really see, or we see only an impression, a caricature of what's really there, but we throw ourselves into being busy and trying to fix things. The middle voice is an active response to what we've clearly seen. The discovery of the middle voice matters because many people are not creating their lives. They're not seeing the world they live in and creating a unique response to how they can leave a legacy story in it. They're often breathlessly and anxiously racing through their days, but not building their lives as if a work of art. Artists stop. They look. I mean, they really look and look again. And then they act. They make something happen. And then they step back again and ask themselves, is this working? Is this creating the story or the image that I had in mind? Artists, like great leaders, work with space. Space to make intentional choices. Space to create rather than just get caught up in a mindless production line life. Space to make different choices if necessary. Within their actions, artists take hold of anything that surrounds them. They use life rather than get used by it. They may pick up oils or charcoal or pencil or fabric or clay or acrylic. They experiment with all of the materials that are available. They're not looking to get it right to be purely successful. They are looking for what is right. what fits, what belongs. Youth can learn to play with all of the materials of their experiences, their talents, resources, passions, whatever surrounds them. Like artists, they can experiment and discover what is their preferred medium. Artists that I've watched try things out. They're experimenting all the time. They're not afraid to erase, to tear, to bin, to break, to scrape off all the oil from their canvas and start again. Because they are creating art, they aren't limited by this notion of getting it right. They embrace the struggle to make something out of what they have in their hands. Michelangelo once said, "If people knew how hard I worked to get my mastery, it wouldn't seem so wonderful after all." Like artists, young people need their elders. The wise a person who has travelled further down life's road and have already come a long way in building their own life story as a work of art. Elders don't tell you what to do. They simply help you discover wisdom to add to your passion in order to create what it is you're trying to do with your life. Their job is to ensure that lessons are being learned, experiences are being converted into wisdom, and that the unique journey of this young life is continuing, rather than getting stuck or caught up in some eddy of self-destruction. To build your life as a work of art requires self-kindness, self-patience, self-compassion, and self-care. It's a creative flow to work with, not work against. Life is not a business deadline to hit or an exam to pass. A young person's life is a unique gift to the world, to be built as if it were a work of art. And the world will gratefully bear witness to its beauty.